Okay. I hope this is working. So, hello, ladies. Welcome back again to today's episode. And again, as you can see, I'm just coming from the gym. And while I was in the gym, like this topic came to mind. And the topic I want to talk about today is why spiritual woman, we can also say Christian woman or Muslim woman or Hindu woman, or I don't know about Jewish woman at all, but why spiritual women get exploited and cheated on. I have thought about this because also from my own personal life experience, I have had the privilege, so-called, to have men open themselves up to me. So I have one friend who told me, like, who's also heavy into personal development, and like he's trying to make the best out of himself, and he had a wife, and they grew apart because she wasn't in love with her husband. She was in love with Jesus more. Yeah. And some might argue, oh my God, yeah, like of course I'm in love with Jesus. Yeah, but that's the problem. If you actually put more time and effort into worshiping another man, which is Jesus, or in other religions, if you put more time and effort into practicing your religion, practicing something outside of the relationship, yes, of course, your man will not feel met. Yeah, he will be like, okay, what about me? Like, I should be your God, right? I should be the representation of the divine masculine. Yeah. So I had this guy, he told me that he felt, yeah, that he lost his wife to Christianity. Like she was more in love with Jesus than she was with him. And she was spending more time in church, and she didn't really grow with him in the real world. She really decided to only be with Jesus and the church. And who knows these kind of people? I think it's a very common thing. So he told me that they end up separated. So they have three kids. Now they are, I think they're already divorced. And like, what is the woman's intention? And I think there's so much in it. I don't want to over like get overboard today because I'm literally tired. And I feel heavy today. But there's so much in that. And I believe that so many women and also people, but especially women, because of their more spiritual nature, I believe women are more spiritual than men by nature. Women are the gates to heaven. Women are more nurturing, loving. I always like to put it in terms of the chakras. I believe men are more activated in their root chakra. They are more activated in the real world, in the physical world. This is a man's world. The material world is the man's world. And I believe that the woman is more activated naturally from her heart up. Like she's more loving, she's more expressive, and she's more connected to the divine, whether she knows it or not. But I believe that's really the, yeah, like the generalization. So men are, as we already know, men are very physical, men are visual, also when it comes to women, because men are literally like down to earth. The facts, the figures, what's up? Like how is it? No ideal. Like it's not about the ideal, it's not where we could go, but it's really about what's happening right now. So real talk here and now. And women are more the dreamers, the idealistic ones, the spirituals. So that's like just to give a little framework here around that. And what I see is that also in the like the spiritual community, also in like the law of attraction, and yeah, like the whole hype that has happened since maybe 20 years or so with the secret and people being spiritual and stuff. Most of the time, those kind of people, they are a little bit like not, they're not down to earth. Like people meditate, they're even like funny jokes about that these days, that yeah, people like they want to meditate and then they expect money to come without doing anything, or they meditate and they manifest, yeah, without doing anything. So this is not how it works. And some people get so disillusioned, like this is literally spiritual bypassing, right? You only want to connect to the higher realms. Like people just want to see auras, people just want a lucid dream, people want to do all kinds of spiritual magic things, which are possible. Definitely, it's part of the human experience. But if you don't come down to earth, especially as women, if you don't come down to earth and really face the cold, hard truth of material reality, you will never be fully embodied and you will never be fully activated in yourself. Like, know thyself, right? Know thyself, know who you are as a woman, a feminine being. Yeah, in this world, on this planet, you have to come down. You have to activate your root chakra. You have to see. You have to be on the soil. You have to be on the earth. You have to be in nature, in the wilderness, and realize this world is physical first and foremost. And we have incarnated to experience this. So it's not about escapism. Yeah, it's not about spiritually bypassing the physical experience. Because, yeah, we're here. So, but I can say that because I have had these tendencies as well. So I'm definitely saying that from personal experience. So I think that's why I can see it today, that women are like a little bit too airy-fairy, a little bit too much up in the air. And I saw that also with, like, I literally got hit on, or like people, men, especially one guy I'm thinking about. I know that he was married. Like, even my ex-boyfriend, another guy, like they were married and they still try to seduce me, lay me down, whatever you want to call it. And with this, especially with this one guy, I know that it's a Christian marriage, and I know that his wife was she was a virgin before they got married. So she literally, and which is good, I promote that today. I really do, and I really want to say that I promote women keeping saving themselves for marriage, and I admire it. And at the same time, I know with that, maybe not only with the virginity, but with the whole lifestyle. If you just grew up around spiritual people, if you have kept yourself for marriage, if you don't have any friends who kind of live a completely different lifestyle, you are naive. You are naive to the real world. And this is what I can say. Like, I'm deeply hurt by my life experience, but at the same time, I see this as a blessing now because I've literally been around prostitutes. I've literally been around pimps. I have, yeah, I know these kinds of people, and I know how savage it is. And I know, like, how many men go to the bordel. Like, I know how many, like, it's not even something special anymore. Like, the culture that we live in, like, with the music, with the like hip hop culture and all of that, like, we hear it all the time that, yeah, we hear those experiences, and I know these experiences. Like, I have friends who had like prostitute mothers, and all. So I know that world. I, even though I've always considered myself a spiritual, and I always had a like a yearning and an understanding, and also a curiosity to study God and to be with God, and at the same time to like carry the light within me and go to these dark places. And yes, I got dirty myself in terms of I experienced things myself that have, now looking back, literally broken my heart, but that's just what it is. So what I can say here again to continue is that I believe that why spiritual women get cheated on and exploited is because they're too naive. They don't keep themselves connected to the physical world. Like, they kind of don't want to realize that men are super physical. And I believe that the women, Sometimes if they get like they get the ring, they're married, they believe it's the prize. And it is the prize. I totally believe in you're winning when you're getting married, but you gotta learn more. Like it's not just like, okay, I am married now and I'm married now and that's it. So I don't need to continue to learn about the world and continue to learn about what's going on. Yeah. And especially yeah, like knowing, like literally knowing there are other women out there in the wilderness of the world who want your man. And that's the thing. For many, like let's say savage women, married men are even more attractive because women think, oh, if he is the kind of man that marries, he probably has some values and he knows how to take care of a woman. So other women want him even more. So married men are very, yeah, they're very attractive to other women. And if most of the people these days, like we're losing a lot of morality and doing good and doing right. So most women don't care. Like they're savage, and you have to know yourself that other women want to be provided for as well. They want some of the money, they want a house as well, and they want to be kept. So if you are a married woman or if you intend to do that, be aware that it's not going to be like, okay, you're married and then that's it. You have to continue to connect to your man. You have to continue to play the game of being desired. Like you have to continue to be the prize, let's say. You have to continue to put yourself on this pedestal, but at the same time, to connect to your man. Like he has to desire you. You have to stay leveled up. Yeah, you have to stay leveled up, meaning you have to continue to look good. It's not about unrealistic beauty standards, but do your best. You know, if you have had a child, don't let yourself go. Like you can't get fat and then be like, okay, my man has to now love me the way I am. No, you can get back in shape. You can continue to look after yourself. Eat healthy, work out a little bit. It's really not that hard. Also, if you have kids. Okay. So I don't have kids, so I know it's a little bit blasphemous to say that. Is that the right word? Hypocritical? Or yeah, I don't have that experience. You're right. But I believe it. I see it with other mothers. Like there are mothers who look amazing. So if that's possible for them, it's possible for you. So don't lose touch with reality. Just because you are in doesn't mean that you can get kicked out again if you don't continue to do the work. So that means connect to your man and yeah, think that what is it? Yeah, become his fantasy girl. Like if you are in marriage already, that's perfect. Now you can actually become a slut. You can become a sacred prostitute. Now it's time for you to stop being the shy Christian girl or Muslim girl or Hindu girl. If you are married, now it's time to create the deep, deep bond. Yeah. So it's time to create a deeper bond with your husband and to actually break free out of the stigma of being a spiritual girl, that you're so pure and that you're so sweet and all of that. No, now it's time also for you. Like, I know there are so many different topics we can talk about. And I thought about this because, of course, we are living in a world where many men. And I also know that this guy, like the married guy with this Christian virgin woman, I also know that he had a porn addiction. He told me that because I am like this free woman, like kind of non-judgmental. So people tell me things, and but I have to say I am judging you. Like I'm very judgmental these days, and I'm judging you, and I'm judging things that I feel that are not right, and yeah, also judging myself for things that I've done in the past. It doesn't mean that I hate myself. I've forgiven myself, but it's not to be repeated because there's always something better. So what I want to say is that you as a spiritual girl, become a slut, like become your sacred slut for your man. And now it's time to play around and activate your own sexuality because that's what I teach. My clients know that. I also teach like activating your sexuality. activating your own sexuality for yourself. Single women can do that to attract men, but especially married women should do it to keep the man, like to keep him wanting more. And also for you, like it's a source of life. Like you can be so attractive, so magnetic when you activate your sexual energy and learn to play with it. Like this is the highest privilege of a woman, especially if you're married already. Like play around, become your own hoe inside your marriage and be your man's wildest dream and fantasy and explore sexuality to the edge, of course. And I want to also say that not too much today in this topic, but of course the man has to be worthy, you know, the man has to be pure as well. Like he has to be faithful. You have to check him out again. Like don't be naive. Like really check him out if he's cheating, as we say that a woman's intuition never lies, feel into it. But if you feel like you have a good relationship, continue to deepen it. Like just be available for sex. Yeah, but we can also talk about this in a different sense. So I wanted to say that. Yeah, and I believe also that women, as I said before, that when women, when you're married, I know I had a podcast episode, listen to it. I think it was very beautiful myself. Like I recorded this podcast episode where I talked about that the feminine desire, the ultimate feminine desire is to be owned. We want to be owned. Like we want a man to say, you belong to me. You belong to me, and I'm here. Like I'm gonna provide for you, protect for you, but I also want to own you. Like I want to keep you. Like you're only for me. Nobody else gets to have you. Like that's the kind of jealousy part, which I think is natural, and that's the way it's supposed to be. So I believe that. And at the same time, I believe that a man, although men always say that they want to be free, I believe that a man wants that too. Like I believe that a man wants to know that the woman is like, you belong to me too. So don't forget that. And maybe we don't need to say it like that. And that's a magic of a woman. A woman doesn't have to say everything, but she will be it. Like she will communicate it through her being. Like if you cheat on me or if you do something disrespectful, I'm out. You belong to me too. And I believe that men want that too. Like they want to feel desired as well. You belong to me and you get to have nobody else. A little bit of this jealousy. I believe that it's good for both. And yeah. So yeah, very important parts. And the same thing is at the end of the day, your man wants to be desired by you too. Yeah, you need your husband just as much as he needs you. And I again say the word, use the word need, because in these days we're talking about like want, what do I want? What do I want? And we need each other. Like we literally need each other. We need each other to stay alive, like literally stay alive psychologically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. We need each other. And if you know my videos, I've talked about this before, that I had like one of my biggest awakening moments with this guy I had this an affair with, and then at the end of the whole thing he said like, you're so needy. Oh, I felt like thrown away like a dirty tissue. And then I got onto like this journey of self-discovery. And then in the beginning, maybe I thought, okay, no, I'm not needy. Like I'm self-sufficient. But at this point in my life where I'm right now is, yes, I am needy. Yes, I am needy. I'm in need for your love. I'm in need for your protection. Let's say that I am in need for your provision. I am in need for your protection. I want to be covered. I want to be like sheltered by you, by the divine masculine. And you, As the man, you need to be needed. You need to be needed. But we are so hurt and we're so distracted by the culture that we're in that we like continue to hurt each other like that. Yes, I am needy. And I think acknowledging this is my biggest strength. Like, and with that, I have opened my heart so much that I feel every little thing where I feel like, okay, no, this man can't be with me because I need somebody who knows that the feminine nature is so delicate, so vulnerable, and that she needs provision and protection. And that's your honor and your privilege as a man to provide that for me because that makes you useful. That makes you useful in this world. I dated another guy. He was literally a millionaire, and I always ask myself, like what is he doing it for? Like, who is he doing it for? Because he didn't have a wife, and I thought, yeah, like literally, I thought maybe I could be his wife. So I was like, while I was like dating him, I thought, like, what is he doing it all for? I think it's his wounded inner child ego, like he wants to be the big man. But what are you doing it for if you don't? If you don't get out there and choose the right woman to sit in the kingdom that you have created, you know, because without the woman is nothing. Yeah, that's what I believe. And I believe it's not only my belief, but I believe that it's divine truth that I'm speaking from my own personal experience as a woman, and at the same time also looking at the world and all these lost men, like, yeah, also drowning in materiality. It's not everything that you need. Like, also your heart needs love, and the vulnerability, the softness, the love, like literally the love and the higher realms, as I said in the beginning, the woman provides the gate to the kingdom. The woman is the cherry on top of your life as a man. And yeah, and women, this is for you. Like, you need to know that. And yeah, you need your husband. You need your husband just as much as he needs you. So it's your job to make sure that you put him first. Yeah, even before your kids, especially before your friends and family, like, because at the end of the day, you are each other's lifeline. Yeah, you are each other's lifeline. And yeah, it's like nobody is more important than your husband. He is like, he's your cover. Like, that's it, right? So he's this for you and you're this for him. And that's the union, that's the circulation of life. So create as much time together, and get to know each other on a deeper level. Also sexually. Yeah, man needs the physical, the woman needs the emotional. And if you continue to do it, like, he gives you this, you give him that, then he will give you what you need, and you can't give him what he needs. Ah, so yeah, that's my take on why spiritual Christian, Muslim, Hindu woman, maybe sometimes they get the provision, like they get the provision, they get the money, they get the house, they get everything to be kept. But the man will still go out and crave this like dirty sex with someone else because you can't give him like this dark, savage energy. And that's, again, that's the word that I'm always using. We are living in a very savage world, in a very temptatious world, especially these days where everything is for free. Like, sex is for free, promiscuity is for free. It's all around the corner, and people are so unconscious, so ignorant. And that's why, especially you as a spiritual woman, you have to make sure that your man is fed so you can be fed, not only on a physical level, because that's not only what we need. That's the beginning. That should be number one basic requirement. I will probably do a video on that as well, that why women who think who can do it all by themselves only go for love. No, like, a man should have to provide and give you everything you need so you can feel safe. And at the same time, you have to go deeper. You have to go deeper and activate your sexuality, activate your savageness for yourself because it makes life so much more fun. And at the same time, for you, and to keep to keep the bees coming back to the honey, you know, like you're the honey and he's going to come back to you when you are juicy and delicious in your sexual energy. So, yeah, that's it for today. Speaking out of experience and yeah, just giving you ladies, maybe if you're a little naive, like your heads up, you know, I'm on your side. I'm on your side and yeah, keep yourself sexy. Work on yourself, eat well, get back in shape, dress sexy. Like men actually don't really mind too much like how you look in terms of your body, or it doesn't have to get too extreme. You have to keep in shape still, but you don't have to be like a supermodel, but carry yourself in a certain way. Like put on some lingerie, feel sexy. You have to feel sexy, you have to feel confident, and you have to find your body where you feel confident. Yeah, I can only say that about me. Like I think I'm beautiful. I love myself. I love my body. I'm not perfect. I'm not perfect, but I love my body with everything that's on it. And I feel comfortable naked. I feel sexy naked, and you should do too. And naked meaning with the lights on. Yeah, naked with the lights on, and feel good inside your body for you first. It's always for you first. Yeah, and then you can share that with your husband. All right, so that's it, and see you in the next one. I hope this was valuable to you. Give this a like, give this a thumbs up, subscribe, share it, comment. I would love to hear from you. And yeah, that's it. Talk to you soon. Bye. Stay sexy.